This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. This week we are joined by Zach Weigel and Leslie Pollard with Imagine Hillsborough. Guys, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Obviously, this is a huge event for the city of Hillsborough every year, but it reaches farther beyond just Hillsborough.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen crowds, you know, come as far as, I mean, not just Central Illinois, but past Springfield, going towards Peoria area. And of course, I mean, we really tap into the St. Louis market.
Yeah. And each year it's getting bigger. We've had crowds. I mean, it depends on the concert and the genre of music and the weather. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've seen anywhere from, you know, 50. Sometimes it just depends on the weather. Sometimes, you know, if it looks a little cloudy, it scares people away. But we've seen up to 200, 300, 400 people. Sometimes even bigger. I know when we had the boat drunks, it was probably
the 4th of July show, though.
Oh, yeah, the 4th of July.
Yeah, you'll be looking at sometimes 1,000. Yeah.
I assume that's the big one. It's in the middle of the season, but the 4th of July, it's the biggest one, probably.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's two crowds there. I mean, there's already people there to want to watch fireworks. There's also people wanting to come watch shows, and you already have, we have food vendors out there. And I mean, it's a perfect storm of awesomeness.
Yeah. And you have great support from local businesses in the area, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've been supporting us for years, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, even with our sponsors.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for our sponsors, we wouldn't be able to get the talent that we do. That's one thing that Zach and I kind of pride ourselves upon these concerts is we really like to reach out and get regional talent. Mm-hmm. We do have a lot of people that say, oh, why can't you use local talent, or what about this band or that band? And, you know, Hillsborough does have a really good music scene, but we try to, you know, do above and beyond that and bring bands in just to introduce our community to new music. Mm-hmm. And just do something different. Our sponsors this year, I mean, Care Otter kind of went above and beyond and gave us, you know, quite a bit of support this year. But we have, you know, Roger Jennings and Consolidated Communication has been a major sponsor for several years now. And we, we got some new ones on board with Giffen Winning Cohen and Bo Davis, TCCU, Springfield Clinic, CNB Bank and Trust, Casey's, Hayes Abrasives, and Pepsi has always been a big supporter mm-hmm. of ours throughout the year. So we get a lot of community support.
Yeah, and you mentioned you like to go, you know, out just beyond the local talent. How far in advance do you have to book? Are you starting now for next year's concert series, or like how far in advance do you really have to work to get this thing going?
Well, we're always looking for bands. We were just messaging the other day for potential bands for next year. I mean, I think in our mind we might even have the lineup ready, just because when we see something, we got to get it. Like, sure. If we see something that, like, hey, this is going to fit here, I mean, we start planning for that. But no, it's somewhere around like what?
Usually it's around January. Yeah. Zach and I are both like music enthusiasts. Mm-hmm. You know, I see probably, you know, anywhere from 150 to 200 shows a year myself. Zach goes to a lot of shows, and I'm constantly looking. You know, this weekend I'm going to a music festival, and I told him yesterday, I said, when I come back, I'm going to have a whole list of potentials. And we have bands, that we say, this would be great for summer concerts. And then we have those that we know we want to, that are goals. Like someday we are going to get these guys here for summer concert, but they might be a lot of money.
Right.
And so that's our goal, is to get those bigger bands. So mm-hmm. we're sure. I mean, this is, a, I mean, our lineup this year is pretty big, but, you know, we're constantly looking to get the bigger bands. Well, we're always looking.
Right. Let's talk about the lineup a little bit. Yeah, I know the first is the Steve Ewing Band. I think I'm pronouncing it right, Steve Ewing.
It is definitely Steve Ewing. This is
a dream for Zach.
This is a dream for me. Okay, so Steve is the lead singer of the band called The Urge, The Urge is, I mean, immensely popular in St. Louis. I remember watching them. I was introduced to them at Riverport mm-hmm. in 1999 when my brother, it was a Point Fest, and they were the headlining show behind Candlebox.
Okay.
And so all the way there, we're listening to The Urge, even though there's a lot of other great bands at that Point Fest. But my brother's like, trust me, you're going to be in for a treat. And as soon as they started, the entire crowd is jumping up. I mean, waves. Sold out. Whole crowd jumping up and down. And I watched one of the coolest things I've ever been a part of. And then when they were done, people weren't just leaving. They were running for the exits before Candlebox came out. And I remember when Candlebox got on stage, we stuck around for a few songs. Half the crowd was there, and they were still flooding out. It was almost like they were trampling, like trying to get out of a burning building. And I just remember the lead singer of Candlebox is like, security guard, stop these people. This is ridiculous. And that was my introduction to The Urge. And then after that, I mean, Mississippi Nights. They played at Copper Dragon twice a year when I was in Carbondale. And now the pageant. I mean, me and my family go it's around Thanksgiving every year. We stay down there, and it's a big event. Luckily enough to meet them enough times. And, yeah, he's a local legend, but he also has many solo projects. He has, I think, 6 or 7 solo albums that he's also put out. And he's also the owner of Steve's Hot Dogs on the Hill. And he just does a lot of community service around St. Louis. He's always holding fundraisers at his it is at two locations now for Steve's Hot Dogs on the Hill. So, yeah, I am ridiculously pumped for the Steve Ewing Band just because he's that good.
Yeah.
I mean,
so a great way to start off the summer concert
series. Yeah, and that's going to be a big draw. It's going to be a really big draw, I think.
I'm familiar with the Urge. I've heard of them. I don't know that I've ever actually listened to them.
Yeah, they're a little bit harder rock, I would say. But
they're ska. Yeah. I mean, they're like back when ska was cool, they have horns in their band. They
sure.
They know how to use it.
But they're popular. Very popular.
Yeah, and he also does a lot of reggae as well, too. So it's...
Well, ska and reggae tend to go hand in hand.
He does some pretty good covers. Yeah. But he also... Yeah, it's going to be a good mix, basically, of Urge, his covers, and also his own original stuff. So I'm pumped.
To say the least. Steve Ewing Band, that's coming up on June 4th. That'll kick off.
Yeah, that's next week.
Yeah. Hard to believe.
I know. Yeah, it's almost June. Summer's almost gone.
I mean, that's going to coincide with a great day for Hillsborough because we're going to kick off the farmer's market that morning with Imagine Hillsborough. And then, of course, you know, the show later on. So it's going to be a cool day
for us. So Hillsborough's going to be the place to be on June 4th with farmer's market and then Steve Ewing Band that night.
Well, every day is.
Yeah. Even more of a treat on that day.
Yes.
And then we talked about the July 4th show. It's going to be Petty Cash Junction, which I assume is kind of a take on Petticoat Junction.
Yeah, but they play, well, Tom Petty and Johnny Cash.
Okay.
And they're very, very talented. So the lead guitarist in this is a guy named Jimmy Griffin. Mm-hmm. He's also the lead guitarist for a band called El Monstero, which is getting ready to play Riverport.
And Celebration Day.
He was also in a band called Street Fighting Band, which we had at Stamp Out Cancer 3 years ago, which is a Rolling Stones tribute. And he also has an original band that he has in St. Louis, but he's really good. And no matter what band he's in, it's like it touches to gold, especially with El Monstero. But with Petty Cash Junction, I mean, I think it's going to be the right mix of music for this area. And people are really going to be taken aback by it. They're like, oh, we like Tom Petty and Johnny Cash. But it's like, but have you heard them this well done? Like this well of covers.
And when we go to book the July 4th shows, I mean, we like Tom Petty and Johnny Cash, you know, and we think it's going to be a great concert, you know. But that aside, we have to try to pick a band that's going to kind of fit everybody.
Right.
You know, because it's more of a family friend. I mean, all of our shows are all ages and family friendly, but this one is more so because there's a lot more families out for July 4th. So.
Right. It would kind of be weird if you booked like every summer concert series show the same genre of music and couldn't reach everybody.
Right, exactly. And like I said, we're trying to introduce people to new music. So a lot of the people that come to our concerts, a lot of them, you know, they might only like bluegrass or something, but at least we're introducing them. And, you know, they may not, you know, like the Urge or ska, but, you know, after seeing that show, they're like, oh, that was really good.
And this show is actually at the 4th of July point. The rest is at our bluegrass stage in the campground, but this one's right before that where normally the shuttle parking is at. This is actually at 4th of July point just because that's where they shoot out the fireworks. There's going to be some food stands there. And, I mean, earlier in the day we had the cardboard boat regatta. So, yeah, that's the one where it's a different location.
Okay. And then it's July 4th, Petty Cash Junction, and that's the special you mentioned at the 4th of July point. Then coming up August 6th is Grass Fed Mule.
Yeah, this is what I'm real excited about. I'm a bluegrass girl. I love bluegrass music. And this is a band out of St. Louis, and it's kind of a mixture of there's three artists. I think they just added a fourth artist, so now there's four members of the band. A lot of them were in a band called Acoustics Anonymous, and they've kind of formed their own little side project, and they're really new. They've only been around for probably about, I don't know, 6 months maybe. But like I said, they're hitting the scene running, and they're playing a lot of music festivals this summer, and they're just really good. I mean, it's, you know, a guitar, a banjo, and I think they've added a washboard, and it's just really, you know, folky bluegrass.
Yeah, so
it's gonna be great.
Authentic bluegrass then, if you're adding a washboard in there.
Yeah, that's my favorite. So they'll be really good. Again, they're from St. Louis, and so anybody who likes bluegrass, they'll really enjoy that show.
Yeah. So that's Grass Fed Mule on August 6th. And then to end the summer concert series, September 3rd, Aaron Cam and the One Drops.
This is my ultimate favorite. hands down, Zach's going to disagree with me because I know he thinks that Steve Ewing, you know, that's his dream. And this is probably his favorite band to date that we've had on the bill. Aaron Cam is my favorite that we've had, you know, in all 7 years. They are reggae, but they are, he's more bluesy. So it's really jam, it's really blues, but it's phenomenal. I've been following him for a few months now, and I've seen him quite a few times live, and it just blows you away. He's so good. There's only three members in the band, and you would think that it was this huge full piece ensemble, but I mean, just the blues is phenomenal. I think he calls it Mississippi blues, but it's more blues, but It's reggae. It's phenomenal. Yeah. So I'm real excited about that one.
I know someone, I think, on Imagine Hillsborough mentioned on Facebook, he's going to be in St. Louis coming up.
Yeah. He plays actually a lot at the Broadway Oyster Bar in St. Louis. They play, they've been on headliner for a lot of festivals, and they're playing a lot of festivals this summer, but they were just announced on the Lufest bill, which is huge.
Yeah.
And Zach had pointed out on Facebook that, you know, we try to, like, so we're always looking for talent, and a lot of the talent that we have had at our summer concerts have, you know, since been on the Lufest bill. So that makes us feel kind of like, hey,
through 3 years running.
Yeah, we're getting them a little early.
It was
you know?
Salt Union, then Clockwork, which is now called Hounds, and now, you know, Aaron Cam and the One Drops. That's 3 years in a row we've pinpointed bands that made it to the Lufest bill. That, I mean, they're going to be sharing a stage with, you know, like Lauryn Hill.
I mean, that's awesome. You know, so I kind of feel like we're, you know, of course we don't discover these bands by any means, but it's like we're
springboard, yeah.
Yeah, we're like, hey, these bands are really good, and we're in it, you know, they're just, we're getting them on their way up. So
you may have like talent scouts in your audience at the summer concert series and not even know it.
It's quite possible, and I hope that someday that, you know, that does happen. And
they'd be wise to.
If there are any listening.
Yeah, if there's any listening and they want to give me a job, you know, I that is my dream to be a talent scout. So.
Zach and Leslie, they have the golden touch because they've discovered all these groups. Absolutely. So we're starting the summer concert series with Zach's favorite and ending the summer concert series with Leslie's favorite.
I like Aaron Cam.
Oh, yeah, I know you do. I know you do. And he's actually the one who was like, hey, check these guys out. Well, and then I was hooked. I was like, oh. No. And then I become, when he introduces me to somebody or I come across somebody, I mean, I listen to them nonstop. Yeah. Especially if they're going to be on summer concert bill, because I want to know all the songs before they get here, you know? So I've been listening to them a lot. I've checked them out, like I said, the Broadway Oyster Bar in St. Louis. He plays there quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So I'm real excited about it.
That wasn't even actually me. That was after the 4th of July show last year. Mackenzie Vasseur sent me a message, and she goes to a lot of the same concerts we do, and she's like, have you heard of Aaron Cam? And I'm like, and it's kind of, because I listened to it, I'm like, this is really good, but we're already booked for this year. And it kind of, you know, hit me for the next year. And I just had a feeling, as soon as I gave it to Leslie, is
I'm kind of taking room with it. And actually, Aaron Cam and the One Drops is going to be the headlining Carbondale, I don't think it's Carbondale Main Street, it's Carbondale something Coalition. They do these free shows downtown. Mm-hmm. They started, I think, last year. Mm-hmm. They had Jason Isbell free downtown in the streets. And this year, Aaron Cam's going to be headlining that with Nikki Hill. So, wow. I mean, that's June, I think we talked about this, June 17th. Sounds so great. Anybody who's, you know, wants to make the trip and see him for free, that'd be a good show. So
if anybody needs any more information on this, how would they find out more information about the Summer Concert Series?
Well, there's a few different ways. We have our Facebook page.
Right.
We also have our new email address. It'd be parksandrec@imaginehillsboro.org. Thanks to our wonderful intern, Mary Fuller, we now have a new email system up and running. And, I mean, just contact the chamber office.
And I would like to mention that these shows are, again, they're free. They're all ages. We do have food available. Anybody listening out there that wants to come and camp, there is, you know, camping available. Mm-hmm. And they do take place at the Sherwood Forest Campground.
Right. Which also, we used to have, I mean, we're going to have the same shuttles that we had last year, which is, you know, back of a wagon with hay bales. But we also partnered up with the Central Illinois Public Transit. So we had sometimes people that didn't want to ride, you know, in the back of a, with
or
hay bales.
We have a lot of older.
Yeah, elderly people, which there is accessible parking around the stage. But now they can actually ride in a, you know,
air-conditioned bus.
Air-conditioned bus that we also can take them out there just because there's not enough parking out there. And we also asked for no glass bottles and no pets.
Yes, no pets. No pets.
And we are looking for anyone that would like to drive a shuttle for the 4th of July. We have everything covered except for that date. So anyone out there with a wagon and a truck that says, man, I'd love to help out my town because there's going to be 1,000 people out there, get a hold of us.
How would they do that? How do they get a hold of you?
They can just contact us at where we said on our Facebook page, or email, the chamber office.
Anybody can always call me at the chamber office, and that's 532-3711.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to mention about the summer concert series or anything that, I guess, Imagine Hillsborough's got coming up?
I did forget to actually say that we have some opening bands for some of them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I completely forgot. Yeah.
I should also mention, I don't know if we mentioned it, all the shows start at 6 p.m.
Yeah, they start at 6 p.m. Some of the bands might go a little bit earlier with the opening ones, but we have a local one, Inner Outlines. They play pops, but they're going to be doing an acoustic set before Steve Ewing, before Petty Cash Junction, Gaff and Pulley, which is Adam Gaffney and Ben Pulley from the area. So they're going to be opening that up. And then Aaron Cam and One Drops, we're looking at Krista Lynn, and she might be bringing the whole fan damily, is what they're called.
Oh,
so I got to double check that, but for sure, Krista Lynn will definitely be opening. And we're still actually looking for one for a grass fed mule. So
anybody out there that's got a little nick for some bluegrass, we'll take you.
That's August 6th. So if you're open on August 6th. You can open for Grass-Fed Mule. Zach Weigel and Leslie Pollard from Imagine Hillsborough, thank you so much for taking this time, and good luck with everything going forward.
Thank you much. We hope to see you at the shows.
For Around Montgomery County, I'm David Jenkins.